This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There have been at least 4 police shootings in Denver and Aurora in the past week. Community leaders are calling for accountability and transparency. Candace Bailey, a longtime community activist in Aurora, says police shootings often come with little public information.
It is in black and white. We are watching more violence from all sides of the fence. Community is calling us.
At a conference Monday, community leaders in the two cities said they plan to form a statewide task force that will reimagine policing and public safety. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to take up the defamation case between Dominion Voting Systems and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The Denver-based voting machine company is suing Lindell and other pro-Trump allies over false claims that Dominion rigged the 2020 presidential election for President Joe Biden. Lindell appealed to stop the case from proceeding, but the Supreme Court's decision to not review the appeal will allow the lawsuit to move forward. The company is seeking $1.3 billion in damages. Ski giant Vail Resorts has rejected Vail Town Council's offer to pay the company $12 million for a plot of land that it owns next to I-70. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the move means the issue may end up in court.
In a letter to Vail's town manager, the resort's chief operating officer, Bill Rock, says the company won't take the money and will go to court to protect its plan to build affordable housing for its workers on the 5-acre parcel. The town council says the development would harm bighorn sheep in the area and in May voted to condemn the property. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.